Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about how you can use a pause to engage the listener's attention before significant content. You leave that gap to add anticipation and indicate incoming important information that may require attention. Today on the show, pauses to engage attention after significant content. Yeah, a pause after a phrase or story gives listeners time to reflect on what they've just heard, to allow it to sink in. Giving the audience time to digest information rather than drown in it. Let me give you an example. The four people who died in a house fire this morning were two sets of twin boys aged 4 and 6. In the last few minutes, a woman from the same address has been arrested. The fatal fire broke out at around 2 this morning on a house on Collingwood Avenue. Yeah? The pause in that kind of situation, after the news of the death of a prominent person or a shocking news story like that one was, may also indicate a sense of significance or respect in the information that you've just communicated. In a speech, a pause indicates you've just made an important point. You leave a gap, you leave some silence to let that point sit with the audience a moment. Tomorrow, how silence lets sound tell the story. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, pause, I'm Peter Stewart.